When you find the gateway, do you know? And they think they have to look for the gateway. I say, who look for the gateway? The thought look for the gateway. When the thought is active, the gateway cannot manifest. Understand? It must be the awareness nature without thought. Then it is somewhere around the heart area. When you are ready with the consciousness condition, it will detect itself. Wherever there is thought, it cannot detect. Where that gateway is that nature, understand? You're supposed to go into that nature, and the gateway that allows you to go is also the unconditioned, understand? So with the thought looking for it, it cannot open up. That's why cessation cannot occur when your thought is active. When you strive very hard, like Shen Xiu, like Xu Yun. And Xu Yun was lucky. The boiling water the attendant pour, it's like sometime blessing in disguise. You think the attendant make a mistake, not careful. Not purposely, carefully, but still burn Xu Yun Lao Sang's hand. So normal people who don't understand like that, this is the song. Somebody will tell her, your bad karma. You think the attendant bad karma? Actually, good karma. He trigger all. Without him, cannot happen. So it's nothing to do with good or bad. It's how you perceive a situation. How you understand a situation. Because Xu Yun has that condition to become enlightened. So somebody will do it. And the attendant is supposed to be the most appropriate one. I wouldn't say he's a chosen one. Understand? He's the most appropriate way he do this. Understand? So just Yun Chan also got stung by the bee or the weaver. What? How you pronounce weaver? Was or the hornet? Then bengka. Then Sui came. I said, because he said, relative cannot meditate or cannot concentrate or so painful. I say, can relax, be aware. Don't label it as pain. Understand? Don't fight it. Don't resist it. Be with it. Like the Buddha said, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. Understand? Pain, injury, disease, all this stung by bee, also part of that reality. Understand? So when you have the condition to experience that, the Buddha in the second turning of the first noble truth, he said, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. So Sui said, your good karma, blessing in disguise, you don't kena stung, you cannot practice. No. Understand? No? So that is a good one. Understand? No? So do not take anything with negativity. And I like Xuan Hua, although my refuge teacher. You know, what did he tell me? He said, whatever happened in life, if you accept that reality and apply Noble Eightfold Power, it will definitely turn around. He said, initially, it appeared like something very bad. Something like that. Then, if you cultivate following Noble Eightfold Path, it will turn around and become a blessing in disguise. And I rejoiced when I heard that in 1986. Where I was recording his talk together with my wife when he came to that Oakland Road Mahayana temple. And I like his talk. Well, the way he speak, the traditional Mandarin from China, very funny. My wife, Chinese school teacher, he listened, he said, I don't know what he's trying to say. We are dumb, understand? But I listen, I say I can understand him very clear. So he always say this. He said, Fo jiu shi xin, xin jiu shi fo. Wu hui xin, jiu wu hui fo. And the other famous saying is about the deviant samadhi. About what they call mo. Mo yu mo zhen dao. Zhen dao cai yu mo. Ye mo ye guang liang. 现出本来佛，哦，that was beautiful, no? You see, you know what is more? No, there is a pun. The pun more can mean more. Understand? The other one is mara. That one also more. So is it more? You more zhen dao means if you are cultivating the two dhamma, then they will come and test you. They will come and do a lot of things to you. Then he said, 真道才有魔. You are not on that path, you cannot receive all these tests. But when they test you and you pass, you are the real one. That's why, 魔有魔真道, 真道才有魔, 越魔越光亮, 光亮更要魔, 魔道路出越现出本来佛. Then only your original nature, which is the Buddha nature, can manifest. That's why you have to keep on developing the cultivation, the understanding, and realize that Dhamma that will enable you to realize the Buddha nature within you. So all this, the enlightened being, the Patriarch who have the understanding, they can advise you. And the thing that they spoke is very penetrative.